Stanley, Stanley, McCandless, McCann, Tless. Today's 12/29. He was born 2/19/1930. Patient was seen today for the purpose of face-to-face evaluation. This face-to-face will be shared with the hospice medical director. Patient is currently in his blank benefit period. Stanley is 95 years old, period. He lives with his wife, period. His wife is very loving and takes great care of him, period. Stanley is more confused today. He's having issues with incontinence, bowel and bladder both, ADL dependency. He also lost about 2 to 3 pounds per his wife. Initially, he'd lost 10 pounds. His MAC is at 22 centimeter. PPS is 40%. FAST score is at 7A, period. MAC has continued to decline in the past few months, period. Patient also suffers from Parkinsonism, dementia. Patient's hospice diagnosis is CVA with atrial fibrillation, hypertension, chronic kidney disease, hypothyroidism, and hyperlipidemia, period. Patient is completely chair and totally bedbound, bedbound. He needs the help of two people to get up. They have providers and a help that helps them do that, period. His stage 3 decubitus ulcer remains stable with no sign of infection, no foul odor, dressing in place. He's eating less. He's eating maybe 30% of his food now. Has protein, calorie, malnutrition, and because of that, he will never heal the wound on his heel, period. Patient has hallucination and has a high risk of aspiration, period. Blood pressure today was 110 over 70, pulse 98, respirations 18. He continues to decline both physically and mentally, period. Continues to remain hospice appropriate, period. His wife is concerned about his left shoulder pain and would like some physical therapy to help him with shoulder pain and reducing his pain and discomfort, period. He has a history of, he's had a history of frozen shoulder in the past, period. We're going to discuss this with the hospice medical director regarding ordering a short amount of physical therapy to see if that helps patient improve as far as the frozen left shoulder is concerned. Thank you.